Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds kind of like muffled.
I think it sounds fine.
Yeah, okay. I know, good. You're realizing I shouldn't be getting any more irritated than I already am, right?
Let's settle down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mics are fine.
Yeah. It's just one of those days, and it seems like every time the show starts, I'm irritated with something with the technology here because it always happens at night.
Mm-hmm.
You come in the morning and something's not working.
Yeah.
So, and then the email's not working when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So shit like that, you know. So forgive me for being irritated, but we'll put that behind us and continue. You're very bright and yellow today.
Oh, because my shirt?
Yeah.
I literally rolled out of bed and came here. This is my pajamas. I slept in this last night. Yep, 110%.
Why?
Because I worked last night and then I worked this afternoon. So I'm like, I'm...
Yeah. Did you get any sleep?
I had really bad cramps, so not really, no.
Mm.
It's that time of the month for me.
Okay. Well, you haven't been sleeping anyway, so what
difference
does it make?
Ugh, I'm so tired all the time.
I know, that sucks. That really sucks. I know what it feels like. In fact, this morning I was supposed to go to the sleep clinic.
Oh, yeah.
For the apnea.
Yeah.
But I didn't go. I'm supposed to be there like right now at 10 o'clock, and I didn't go because I have so much work after the show that I couldn't afford to not come. So now I have to postpone it again.
That sucks.
Yeah. But for those of you who haven't been listening, I'm going in for sleep apnea. What they do is they have a class the first time. They teach everybody what's going on and all this stuff. And then the next time you go, 2 weeks later, they're seeing you in private. And then they give you whatever machines they give you to test you and shit.
Right.
So fuck that, man. You know, but it'll happen. At any rate, it is April 8th, which means a week from now, taxes are due. Have you done your taxes yet?
No.
Do you ever do them?
No, my mom doesn't for me.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about it.
Nope.
And if you're late, you can actually file an extension, but you still have to pay for your own money.
Right.
Or otherwise, you'll get penalties and shit like that. But otherwise, I hate it. It's a pain in the ass. But I do it quickly. I always procrastinate, but finally when I do it quickly. You know?
Right.
Because you can do it with computer software now.
Yeah.
Well, you have to understand a little bit about it, but still, they ask you questions, you just answer yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty good. So I'm almost done with mine and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? And I don't have to worry about it till next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have a phone guest on the show today. And I still haven't got the email that I'm supposed to get that I sent to myself. But at any rate, we'll deal with it anyway.
Why don't you just pull it up on your phone?
Or I can pull it up on Google, too. No, on the phone, it's not there either. That's what I don't understand. What the fuck? So when things don't work, they don't work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I noticed sometimes I get irritated by small things. Like if I drop something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck this. You know what? And now I'm realizing why.
Okay.
Because I started being aware of how many times I drop things. They just fall.
This is a very random observation for
right?
a Monday morning.
No, but I observed it this weekend because I said finally, why are so many things falling and dropping for me? What the fuck is going on? So I've been getting really irritated. Mm-hmm. And then I'm starting to laugh. I thought, well, maybe this is part of my journey here. To have things drop all the time and me fighting with gravity, you know? What the fuck? How many times do you drop things?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to those type
I
of
know.
Things. Probably a lot, I imagine. But
I can't imagine.
I just don't pay attention to that stuff.
I mean, my keys would drop. This would drop. That fucking falls on the floor. I'm like, fuck. So no wonder I'm like getting irritated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Crumbs of food fall on the floor. I'm like, why? But anyway, so that's my Achilles heel is what they call it. No, Achilles heel. And what that means is that is like a weak point in you, you know, like a...
Well, it's like a killer point, actually. So, like, if your Achilles gets cut, you're dead.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, it comes from a Greek myth, though.
Yeah. It's in the movie with Brad Pitt and...
Oh, the gladiator thing?
That's not the name of the movie, but...
No, it was Troy.
Troy, yeah. Troy, right. That's how he was taken out.
Yeah, and that's...
A terrible death.
Right.
Ugh. Gives me chills just thinking about it.
Yeah. But at any rate, so that's my Achilles heel, but whatever, you know.
Mm.
How you doing? How was your weekend?
I just worked all weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, even Sunday. Like, Thursday... Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was like, okay, and then I worked last night too, so I'm literally at the point where, yesterday was Sunday. That's why I thought yesterday was Monday, but today is Monday.
Today is Monday.
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh, off, I'm off.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do? Were you busy?
No.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
What can you do?
All weekend you weren't busy?
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
I mean, in the restaurant.
Yeah.
That's what you mean. Yeah. Huh. Very interesting. I wonder where people were.
People are going to be at Coachella this weekend and next weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes for 2 weekends.
So
right?
I expect both weekends to be really pretty terrible, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you know who all is going to be on there?
No. I know Solange was supposed to go, but she canceled. Uh-huh. I think Ariana Grande is headlining. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure though.
Yeah, we can look it up, but
I don't really care.
Exactly.
It's not my type of event. People are like, you're not going? I'm like, why would I ever?
Yeah.
I'm like, I have zero interest at all.
It depends who performs though, but you know, I think it's better than at least fucking Burning Man. That's in the desert. This is like, I think there's grass and stuff.
Yeah, so. No, and people like rent villas. Overnight. Like with all their friends, like they rent like mansions and stuff. And it's like, it's like a really big party, like just a party event.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like the whole area is party.
Right.
Oh, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of money, right? Isn't it expensive to go?
I think like to get a villa, it's like.
No, not the villa, but to get in, just to get in.
Oh, I don't know. I imagine.
Even that is expensive.
Because the tickets will be on sale like immediately after next weekend.
Yeah.
For next year.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, the longer you wait, the more expensive they're going to be.
Yeah.
Especially if it's from a third party and they know that people are going to buy it.
Right. Wow, what do you... Yeah. I don't know. It sounds pretty pricey to me. Let me see. I can see what it says. But there's also the lineup and everything. So, they have all the information here. Okay, so that starts April 12th to 14th. That's the first weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then 19th through the 21st. And let's see, purchase weekend, 2 pass. Let's see how much the passes are to go to Coachella.
Yeah.
Very interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious. Okay, well, tell us. They're not telling us anything here. What are you supposed to do? I don't know. Choose something, right? Festival passes. All right. $429 for general admission.
For one ticket.
One ticket.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, with shuttle, it's $509. VIP is actually just $1,000. So,
what does that even mean in the grand scheme of the things? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's something memorable. Look, obviously, it's not for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Not everybody can afford something like this. I would not spend that kind of money.
Me neither. Never.
You know?
Nope.
But wait a minute. $429 for 2 weekends full of shit. It's not that bad, really.
Is that $429 a day?
I think it's for the whole thing. Let's see. Festival
No, because you
pass.
Have to get... There's like different events at the festival. So I think there's like different packages. Like some people aren't going to be able to go to some of the events.
Yeah. Well, that's weekend two alone. So every weekend is probably that much.
Yeah, yeah. I know they sell them separately. Like the weekend passes.
Yeah, so. They do. Oh, for the week one, you have to join a wait list.
That makes sense.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow.
Request passes,
things like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on. wow. So, yeah, Coachella. Let's see what... I thought I was going to see the lineup here, but they're not really showing it. So, I don't know who else is going to be. Yeah, Ariana Grande, obviously.
Yeah.
Khalid, Zedd, Bad Bunny. I don't know any of these people.
I think Bad Bunny is Latin. I think it's a Latin artist.
Yeah. You know what? I would not spend $10 on this shit because I don't even know one person here except for Ariana Grande.
Yeah. I mean, I really don't. I know that some girl that I work with bought tickets, but when you buy the tickets right when they go on sale, they don't have the lineup yet.
Okay.
So as soon as she got the lineup, she put her tickets up for sale.
Really?
Yeah, she said a lot of the people that are performing have already performed, but Coachella has always been popular because they never have the same artist again.
Okay.
So she's like, what the fuck? We've already seen half the people that they're bringing. Why would I want to go again?
Yeah.
But a lot of people go for the drugs and the vibe, so.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they don't care who plays.
Yeah, they're probably not even paying attention to it.
Yeah, I mean, most of these people are never even heard of, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Probably nobody's heard of them. Not
right.
Just me.
Right.
Yeah. Well, what did I do this weekend? Let's see. I definitely recommend the movie Highwaymen that I told you about with Bonnie and Clyde. Kevin Costner, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah. But that's on Hulu, isn't it?
No, it's on Netflix.
Okay, yeah.
Watch it if you like that, because they're like after this couple that were like Bonnie and Clyde that were very violent and they were killing a lot of people
and
shit.
Right, right.
Wow, you should see the ending, though. The ending is unbelievable. And then at the end, they show you pictures from the real ones.
Right.
And they did it pretty close, you know? I mean, it was not bad.
Yeah, I like movies like that, so I'll probably check it out when I have a fucking second to breathe.
Right.
Like, I'm literally so far behind on all my shows. It's never been like this.
Yeah,
I feel like I have no time, and when I have time, I just want to sleep.
Right, right.
I'm like, fuck.
You see, that's the thing. When you start working, you have shit to do.
Yeah.
You don't have time for TV.
Yeah.
Really, especially not binging.
Well, I have Saturday completely off, so I'm literally just going to, that is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like, I cleaned my apartment yesterday before I went to work. I'm like, Saturday is my day.
Yeah.
To relax. I don't want to do a thing but catch up on all my shows. Like, I want to watch like 20 hours of TV.
Really?
I want to get up. I want to shower. I want to get back into bed. And I want to get back up, cook, then get back into bed. Then I want to get up, eat again, and then get back into bed, and then go to sleep. That's what I want to
do. Yeah, one day of this wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, and I haven't done it in so long.
So you've done it before?
Yeah.
20 straight hours?
I told you I watched Riverdale season one in one day.
Really?
Yeah, it was like, it's 13 episodes.
Really?
One day.
In 1 hour each?
1 hour each.
Jeez.
Well, technically like 45.
Yeah.
Because of like, they take out, there's no commercial breaks on Netflix.
Right, right. You know? So they,
God. Yeah. 13 hours. I took a break because I was so into it. And right. I went to Trader Joe's. I got like 3 bottles of wine. I ordered in. I got sushi. I just fucking chilled. It was a great day. It's always good when it's like a show that you like. You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. I remember things like this because they leave you on cliffhangers every time.
And then it's like you're binge watching. So you are behind. So like season 2 isn't even out yet. But now they're on season 3.
Yeah.
And I started to watch season 3, but I feel like they're kind of getting, it's like turning a little bit too unrealistic for me. So yeah. I'm not like, it's not on the top of my list to finish that one before like How to Get Away with Murder.
Right.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, if you enjoyed so far, you know.
No, I'm going to finish it for sure. Right. But I'm not, it's like, I don't want to, that's not the one show I'm going to binge this weekend.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And guess what came up on Netflix this week? Pineapple Express, which you recommended to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started watching it, not very long, but because I was finishing watching the other one,
right.
The Highwaymen. But it's funny to me because you can sit there for 13 hours and I can only sit for 20 minutes at a time.
Oh, no.
What the fuck?
Mm.
You know, I wish I had more patience to sit there.
I wrap myself in a blanket, mm-hmm. like literally a cocoon. And I just lay there.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. That's nice.
Well, I'm going to practice. Maybe I should just tell myself, just stay and keep watching it.
Yeah.
It's just that I have so many things to do.
Do you have like a chill vibe? Like is like where you watch TV like a chill setup?
Yeah.
Like it's not like one where you're like, oh, I don't want to get up. Have you ever been in one of those rooms where you're like, oh, yeah. I just don't want to leave or I don't want to get up? That's my bedroom.
Yeah.
Like, I light the candles. I put on my curtain lights. I shut off my big lights.
Right.
And it's just like, I'm not moving.
So that's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, I spend most of my time outside in the backyard, so I don't really...
Yeah, you ain't catching me outside in the backyard ever. Well, yeah. I don't have a backyard, but if I did, unless I had a dog, if I had a dog, I'd be in the backyard all the time.
But why wouldn't you be? I mean, it's so cool to be outside. No, without a pet.
No. I mean, I love the beach and stuff, but like, I live on a street where it's just buildings.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be outside.
No, but I meant if you had a house, wouldn't you want to be in the backyard?
Yeah, because if I had a house, I'd have some pets for sure.
Oh, okay.
So I'd definitely be outside. But realistically, now, no, unless I have to be.
No, not in an apartment. It's harder.
Yeah, it's like go outside and you just like look at buildings.
Yeah. Even in my apartment, I was outside all the time on the balcony.
See, our balcony is like on the side of the building. Yeah. So there's no sunlight over
there.
Nothing
to see.
And probably. It's like all we can see is the like directly into the other apartment building. Right. And it's like, I'm all set with this view.
I hate those things. You know, in my apartment, I had the view of the street and it was amazing. I could see all the hot chicks walking to Ventura Boulevard and all that stuff. But yeah, now I sit outside. I don't see anybody, which is to me is fine.
Right.
Give me the peace. And I sit and read. Now, reading, I can sit there for an hour.
Right.
You know, an hour and a half maybe.
But right.
Not movies. But at any rate, yeah, I have a nice setup. I have the big screen. I have sound. I have, I sit on my couch. And it's pretty cool, you know. No, and when it's cold night, I turn on the fireplace and stuff, you know. But fuck, it's been getting hot, huh?
Yeah.
It's fucking like 90 degrees outside already.
No, well, that's it's dramatic.
Gonna be. It's going to be. It's already
been like 70.
Listen, it was 77 on the way here. You'll see.
It doesn't feel like that at all. It feels like it's in the 60s.
You'll see. You come out of here, it's probably going to be 80, 85 already. It's only 11 o'clock. You'll see. I mean, that's the way the summer is in the valley. It's unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah. So that's one thing I don't like about the valley here is the heat. You like the heat. I don't like the heat.
Love the heat. Bring it on. Give me all the heat.
What new movies are out there? Pet Sematary. I wonder how they did.
Oh, it came out? Yeah. I thought it came out on the 12th, no?
You think?
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe I'm wrong then.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I just went and got the book again. After all, I read it, 30 years ago maybe? I think it's in the 70s. It takes place in the 70s. So I picked up the book again, and God, it's good, man.
Yeah, no, I mean...
That means I'm going to not watch the movie for at least 3 months, because that's how long it'll take me to finish the book.
Right.
Since I have so many books I read, but at the same time, I'm not in a rush. Let me read the book. I enjoy a lot more.
Well, I rewatched the movies during Halloween season because AMC always does like those.
The original
one? Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I was like, these are horrible. I mean, back in the day when I was a kid, they were horrifying.
Yeah.
But when you're an adult and you're rewatching it, you're like, this is not scary at all. Yeah. Like, at all.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, this one is definitely going to be scary. That's what they say. So we'll see what's going on there with Pet Sematary.
Right.
But it's already, I remember generally what it was about. Do you know?
Well, basically, the first original one is a boy went to go grab his ball in the middle of the street and the Mack truck hit him.
The cat. The cat.
No.
First of all, it's the cat.
I don't know. I don't remember that part.
Because it's Pet Sematary, remember?
Yeah, so, I know that. Okay, but so I thought it was just like everyone in the town was like, like if you bury your animal here, they'll come back.
Well, they do. But at least at the beginning, they don't know.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember that part.
So they come back and they're totally fucking whacked.
Yeah. I remember I don't know if I'm thinking of the second one because the second. Okay, so the first one was the little boy. And then the mom was distraught and buried him. And then he came back and he was like, hello, that's not your son.
Right.
Doesn't even look like him. Sorry to break it to you. Right. Like, he's horrifying. And then I think the son killed the mom, and then the dad is distraught about that, so he buries his wife, and then his wife comes back at the end.
Oh, great. So you give me the whole fucking story now.
I'm pretty sure you should have already seen this movie.
No.
It's from like 1970.
That's what I'm saying. I read the book. But I didn't remember much of it. I just remember with the cat coming back, and then that there's a person that they bury, and
the son, then
and
the
they
wife
try to come back,
and then the wife comes back, so and then she kills the husband.
Thanks for giving away everything.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's a guest calling right now. Okay. Let's go ahead.
Yeah, you go for it.
Yeah, we'll take a break for a second, and we're waiting for David Essel. David, are you with us this morning?
Yes, is this Sam?
Yes, sorry. We needed to introduce ourselves. This is Sam and Danny.
Hi.
And, I just introduced you, David. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling us from this morning?
I am on the road in sunny Florida.
Florida? Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Where in Florida are you?
Fort Myers, just south of Tampa on the Gulf of Mexico.
I see. Is that where you live or are you visiting there?
Yeah, no, I live here and I'm just traveling from one appointment to another.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you for joining us and giving us a few minutes of your time. You write books. What else do you do?
I am about everything in the world. I'm a counselor, a life coach, a speaker, minister. I don't think there's too many titles I haven't garnered at some point up till today. So it's a little bit of everything.
Wow, yeah. So, yeah, I'm seeing on your website here. For those of you wanting to join us on the interview, go to davidessel.com. That's E-S-S-E-L. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That's right, Sam. Okay. And actually, an easier email or website address for people to remember, it'll take them to the same place, is talkdavid.com, TALKDavid.com. And they'll find all kinds of stuff there, our books. And, of course, we offer a lot of free motivational information to help people achieve goals, Sam.
Sounds good. So now, what's inspirational speaker? What do you talk about there?
How to overcome challenges in life and achieve our biggest dreams. So we've been doing this for about 40 years now. So long time, lots of experience, lots of success. And it's really about helping people get from where they are today with their bodies, their mind, finances, relationship, career, to where they really want to be. So that's the message. And it's a joy. It's an absolute gift to be able to do this every day.
Well, congratulations to you. You've been doing this for a long time then.
Yeah, 40 years. But I want everyone to know I started at 2, so I'm still pretty young.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, we won't try to guess your age at this point. But so you've written a few books, so nonfiction books, but now I get some notes that you wrote a novel, a fiction book. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah, Sam. It's a mystical romance novel. Uh-huh. Set in Hawaii, and it's called Angel on a Surfboard, offering the keys to deep love. We wrote it in a novel form. It's semi-erotic, very sensual, but at the end, give the 6 most important keys for a long-term love relationship. So we marry a novel with excitement and sensuality with actual physical tips that people can use today.
That sounds great. So you actually went to Hawaii to write this, did you?
Yeah, I went and spent 3 weeks there. I spent a week on Maui, a week on Oahu, and a week on Kauai.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of 3 weeks, even though I didn't really intend to write a book when I went out there, the book was done. And now it's just so exciting. As a matter of fact, last Wednesday, we hit #1 bestseller. So we're really fired up.
Congratulations to you. Very cool. Angel on the Surfboard. How long did it take you to write the book?
Well, this one, Sam, was so unique. It usually takes me several months to write a really good outline, right, and then I can write a book in a couple weeks at the most it takes me now, but it takes me several months to write an outline. Mm. But what was unique about this book is that I never wrote an outline. I really didn't intend on writing a romantic novel, but when I was out in Hawaii, you know, the energy out there is so incredibly pure and beautiful,
right,
that I just started writing one day, and 3 weeks later, the book was completely done.
Wow. That's unbelievable, man. I mean, that's like a dream for everybody, you know, to go to a tropical place, write a novel, enjoy yourself. And, yeah, sounds pretty cool to me, man. I mean, congratulations on that. And so the idea, just the idea, the energy you got for this book when you were there.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, and I haven't had this happen in too many other physical locations I've visited. But once I got out to Hawaii, there was just this huge, I want to say, it's sort of like this internal drive to put these words on paper. And once I started writing, I couldn't stop.
Wow.
And that's a good sign. If there's any authors or writers listening to us right now, whenever you sit down and you get into that place we call the flow and you just can't stop writing, that's a great sign for all writers.
Right. That's a great place to be. I don't know how to get there, but so let's talk a couple moments about your other books. Focus. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, Sam, Focus was the book that came out a year ago. That also went number one. And that's the book where we have celebrity Jenny McCarthy, who wrote this amazing foreword to the book. And it's about getting focused on one goal at a time. And then we give people through the book the eight most important keys to be able to accomplish that one massive goal. And one of the things I've found, Sam, over the last 40 years as a counselor and a life coach is that a lot of people, just like New Year's Eve resolutions, you know, they set all these goals at the same time. I want to lose weight, quit smoking, make more money, save more money, have a better relationship. But when you have that many different goals you're going after, you're going to drop the ball. That's so tough. In Focus, just like the title says, Focus, Slay Your Goals, we help people to learn how to grab that one goal that's going to make the biggest difference in your life, and then to set up a 5 to 6 day a week action plan right. to go after that goal.
Wow.
You know, in the book, we have stories of people that have overcome huge financial homelessness to become multimillionaires. There's a story of one of our friends, Evelyn, who lost 245 pounds and became a bodybuilder. Like all these incredible stories of people, what happens in our lives when we finally get focused and go after just one goal at a time.
Right. It makes sense, you know, just like in business too. They tell you in marketing, try to focus on one thing and be the best at it, you know, and I see what you're saying. So that's pretty good advice. You know, I strongly believe in focus, you know. It's like the difference between just a beam of light and laser. You know, I mean, if you laser focus on what you're doing, you're more likely to create a lot more results than just illuminating the place, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's a great analogy. You know, we do encourage that laser focus, that laser light focus. And, right. and people will be amazed at what you can accomplish and how your body will change, your money will change, your love life will change when you really do focus. Put 5 to 6 days a week into that one really important goal, the results are absolutely dramatic.
It makes sense, you know? I mean, anything that you do for a long time and repeatedly, you get good at it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the problems today, and we talk about in the book, Focus, Slay Your Goals, is that instant gratification. You know, Sam, in our society, we have so many people that are looking for that green tea pill to burn the fat so they don't have to go to the gym. We're you know, people are looking at ways that they can make money without working. I mean, there's all kinds of this instant gratification, and the book says that stuff rarely ever works. Let's get focused. Let's get serious. And then, of course, the stories in the book prove how powerful the method that we've used for years really is.
Sounds good. David Essel, a lot of information. You guys should go to the website and check it out. I mean, you have everything from books to like courses and stuff, right? Is that what I'm seeing here? Yeah, specialty courses, Change Your Life Now. So all these programs you have online?
We have several programs online, Sam, and then there's quite a few that I do one-on-one with people from all over the world via Skype or phone.
Oh,
and
cool.
If they go to talk, yeah, and if they go to talkdavid.com, what they'll see is like there's one of the most important things I want to mention before we have to leave at some point. We have a program, guys. It's called David Essel's Daily Video Boost, which is absolutely free. It's a free video subscription. When you go to talkdavid.com, look for the Daily Boost, sign up, and every Monday through Friday, you'll get a free video. Every day of the week, Monday through Friday, you'll get a free 3-minute inspirational video, Sam, to help people stay on path and accomplish their goals. So you can go sign up for the boost. There's a free meditation audio that if you don't know how to meditate or want to learn how to meditate, we teach you how, and that's absolutely free. And then, of course, there's the 16 courses you mentioned that I do with people one-on-one. And all of our books are there at talkdavid.com, too.
Sounds good. David, thank you so much for joining us. A very inspiring person, obviously an example of how much you can accomplish in your life if you put your mind to it. And congratulations, David. So the name of the novel, again, is Angel on a Surfboard. And sounds good to me. I mean, I see even your picture on the front, right? Is that you?
Yes. Yeah, there's a picture of me and Jenny McCarthy. And then there's another picture on the cover of Angel of
right.
David down in his birthday suit.
Right. Well, you look pretty buff here, so that's pretty good. You do you work out a lot?
Yeah, 6 days a week, Sam. Wow. For a long time.
Yeah, it shows. It shows. But congratulations, you're in great shape. It looks very good. Everybody go out and get Angel on Surfboard. Go to talkdavid.com. Find out more about David and everything he has to offer. Very interesting human being, really. So thank you for joining us, David, and all the best to you.
Oh, guys, thank you very much as well. You have a wonderful day, and if we can help you in the future, I'd love to come back on with you, Sam.
Absolutely. And if you're ever in L.A., please come visit us.
I will.
Okay. All right, dude. Thank you. All right. David Essel. So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing to me. I always wanted, like, to go to a tropical place and write a novel. You know, it's like, isn't that like
the
American
dream? I
would
just
like
to go to a tropical place, period.
Right. But if you could, wouldn't you write like a novel about the that takes place there or something, you know?
It depends. I guess he's saying it's just how you're like motivated and what happens to you on a trip.
Yeah.
I think that's what happens to writers anyway. That's why they go like specific spots to be in, quote unquote, inspired.
It is. I mean, it revitalizes you, I think, you know, when you try to... I'm totally fucking distracted.
Did you see Johnny Depp's Secret Window?
No.
Man.
Oh, yeah. The one when... Yeah.
He's a writer.
Is it Secret Window or Rear Window?
No, Secret Window.
Really?
Yeah, that movie's fucked.
Is that where he sees a murder in the other building? And
yeah,
stuff?
But he...
No?
I wouldn't say in the other building, but he like thinks he's like solving a crime. Meanwhile, he is the killer.
Oh, no, I've never seen that.
Yeah, he is fucked. That movie is crazy. When I first saw it, I was like blown away. I was like, that's not where I thought this is going at all.
Yeah. Oh, well. But, you know, we were talking about Pet Sematary before, right?
Right, right.
And I was saying how you gave away the whole fucking plot.
Yeah.
I might as well put the book down. It's not going to matter anymore.
No.
No,
it's probably going to be completely different from the movies. Books are nothing like actual movies.
But lately they've been trying to make it as close as possible to... They've made
not
so
really.
Many
the
Stephen
Fifty
King
Shades and, books, right. The movies are nothing... I mean, semi-similar, but really at the grand scheme of things, nothing like the book.
Really?
Yeah. That's why the producer of the first one got fired. She didn't get asked to do the rest of the movies because everyone was fucking livid.
Really?
Yeah, people were like, this movie sucked. Because it was nothing like the first book.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a disappointment.
What's one thing that was different? Did you read the book?
I read the first two. Right. I didn't read the last one.
So, I mean, did you see any glaring difference between...
Between the first movie and the...
In the book,
yeah. For people that actually read the book, the movie was a complete and utter disappointment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't like the movie anyway. I just like the fact that she's so beautiful.
I love her.
Right?
She's one of my faves. I just love her personality. I feel like she has that same personality in every role that she plays.
That innocent... Because she plays kind of an innocent girl here, right?
Yeah, and then
in 50 Shades.
Yeah, she did, yeah. And then she did that movie, How to Be Single. She was the lead in that.
Never saw it.
I've seen it literally probably 20 times.
I'll see
it. It's like definitely a chick flick.
Yeah, but I...
But every once in a while, a guy can watch a chick flick, you know?
If it's with her, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
she hasn't made that many movies.
She's the lead, and I love her personality in that one. But then she was just in that movie, Bad Times at El Royale.
Uh-huh.
And her personality was not sweet and innocent. She was actually... I was like, oh, I can't stand you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know why, for some reason, the 50 Shades... The guy character bothers me.
Everyone was kind of disappointed in that.
Yeah.
In that choice.
I mean, no, even if I... No, I didn't mean that. I meant even in the book, the character itself.
Oh,
you know?
I liked himself. Him because he was fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I like me some
but
fucked up
also,
guys.
But he's also like a dream come true for a woman. He's handsome.
Yeah.
He's rich, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe I just didn't like the fact that
rich is the right word.
Why?
Because he's a billionaire. It's more
right,
than rich.
Wealthy, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very rich.
Yeah.
All right. But at any rate, maybe I didn't like the fact that he was dominating her like that. I felt for her.
Yeah, I mean, but she's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, that's her first, like, real relationship. That's how she loses her virginity. Of course she's going to be, you know, fucked up for the rest of her life.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
But the beginning of it, I mean, when he seduces... excuse me.
You okay over there? Her.
No, because I choked on my Coke.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, I'm trying to think. There was so many things originally
were,
to talk about.
They were originally going to have the guy from Sons of Anarchy play that role, and every girl was freaking out because obviously everyone wants to see him with no shirt on for three whole movies. But he said the timing, he didn't want to do that movie and be known for that movie.
Oh.
So then the guy that got picked did the movies, and now he's saying he's tired of being known for that movie.
Really? So he's like pigeonholed into that.
I'm like, shut
role.
The fuck up. You probably made more.
Exactly.
Off those three
bitch.
Goddamn movies that you did off your entire career, because I had no idea who that guy was before
right.
this role.
I know.
Like, I've never seen him in anything.
Yeah.
And now you're complaining that everyone
I know,
looks at you like Christian
like
Grey? Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Take your fucking money. Shut
yeah.
up. You know?
Oh, I'm sorry that woman picture you naked now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's amazing, though. I mean, these books really took off with women. I guess it touched a nerve, you know?
Right. But, and
but what do you think that
the girl was supposed
was?
To be that chick from Twilight, Kristen Stewart. I really wanted her to be that role because she's awkward anyway.
Right.
So I think she would have done a really good job. And plus in the book, Anastasia had long black hair.
Okay.
And she was only like 5'2 or something.
I see.
Now you got a bitch that's 5'11.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, so this is why people are like, this doesn't make any fucking sense.
But I liked her innocence. I thought she was good for
no,
the
No, she was fine for the role, but if right. you're a diehard fan going off the book, that's not what
that's
she
not
looks
what you
like.
Pictured.
Not at all.
I see.
Not at all.
Gotcha.
She had long dark hair, blue eyes.
So maybe in imagination that works better than on screen, you know? Maybe on screen they decided she wouldn't have that long hair. And she would look this way.
And that's
way,
why
that
people
way.
Said, this
they
isn't working.
Like
yeah. I mean, it still made millions of dollars because people had to see it to believe that it wasn't
right.
anything like the book.
It's a built-in audience.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, when the subsequent ones better?
The second and the third were better, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Did you see them?
I saw them both. I saw them both in theaters, too.
You mean all three?
All three.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they show anything where she grows? I mean, where she like learns something? Where no. she gets more mature about the whole thing?
I mean,
no?
she just gets more sexual with each movie, but it's not like she's like learning a lesson.
No?
No.
Like she usually heroes in movies and stuff, they learn something.
Oh, this isn't a
they
hero
grow.
Movie.
No, I know, but the protagonist, I mean, not
no,
the hero.
No, there's like drama and more drama, sex, and then more sex. And
yeah.
then it was done. Then it was over.
Yeah. I don't know. If I have to watch sex, I'll take it in porn form.
No.
I don't need
I
to
like
watch
sex
it
in
like
movies.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, I like sex in movies. It's fine for me.
Yeah.
Not when my parents are in the room. I'm like, oh, God,
yeah,
this
know.
Is so uncomfortable.
I know. Maybe that's why I got it, you know?
Right.
Where it's so fucking uncomfortable, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unenjoyable.
Yeah. So, yeah, yeah. So, a lot of shit happening. I still wanted to talk about some more stuff for my weekend. I just don't remember everything that happened, so it'll probably come to me later.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. But check this out. This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that skyscrapers kill 600 million birds every year. From skyscrapers, they fly into them. 600 million?
I mean,
that's a lot of birds.
That's a lot of birds, but there's probably way more birds than that.
Of course.
Yeah, but.
Of course.
I don't know.
But that's a lot of fucking birds to
Poor
bump
birds.
Into.
They're just like enjoying their life and we're out here ruining their shit.
I know, right?
Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah, but they're supposed to be able to see things, no? I mean,
yeah.
Birds are like, you know, they're very like alert. You know, I mean, did you ever notice a bird like hopping on the ground or something? They're very alert. I mean, you just move a little bit and they fly away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But if they're flying at full speed, they're right. not going to be able to see a skyscraper.
I don't know. Maybe because of the glass windows and stuff, they can't really see what's going on.
Because they, like, a lot of birds, like, ram into people's windshields. It's like, how did you not see that?
I've never seen that before.
Oh, my dad hit one once, and me and Gabby were devastated. We were like, you murderer! You murderer!
Whoa.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so poor birds, you know. Something more interesting, and this is a follow-up. Remember I told you that I watched the movie about sex in Japan, this documentary, and they were saying how there's not a lot of sex going on there. So now they're saying...
Aren't they, like, overpopulated?
No, that's not China. That's Japan. And I don't think they're over... No, on the contrary. They're trying to... they're complaining. I guess people are complaining because there's no reproduction. So the population shrinks, you know. And they're saying, look, the change was greater for men of the same age. Okay, so ages of 18 to 39, right?
Mm.
25% virgins. 25% of the men.
To 29 years old?
From between 18 and 39, 1 in 4.
39. Yikes.
1 in 4 virgins. I mean, what the fuck? So
are they just
so
like sexually awkward? I don't understand that.
They don't really say why. You know, they think it's they're saying it seems like socioeconomic things. You know, where maybe they can't afford to go out. I don't know. At least partly socioeconomic. Simply put, money talks, he says. So maybe they don't have money and they don't have sex. I don't know what the fuck. You know,
that's very bizarre.
They're saying there is an economic link, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck, but at any rate, it's very interesting, and I'm surprised, you know, because I thought Japanese people were very sexual. I don't know what the hell. But a virgin in your 20s and 30s, my God, you know? You know what the percent is in the United States?
Probably like zero.
Like 1.5.
Everyone's out here fucking.
I know, right?
Everyone in the United States is out here getting it in.
Yeah.
That's why probably have the most STDs out here.
But, you know, I did see in the news yesterday, they're saying people are having a lot less sex than they used to. Like many people are not having sex, even in the States. Not at this rate, right. But they're saying compared to other times. And I'm saying, you know, I can relate.
Me too. I definitely can.
I can fucking relate.
I definitely can. Oh, and I had sex with someone I'm never seeing again, so that's cool.
Yeah. But you know what? When we were talking to David on the phone a few minutes ago, think about it. If I focused on just picking up women, and I did it 6 times a week, like he said, and, you know, focused on that, I'd probably be very good at it. You know, if I figured out how to do it.
You'd also probably be a serial killer.
Where to go? Why?
That sounds very creepy when you put it that way.
No, but I don't mean I would go and pick up every woman every night. I just, like, would be able to. No, why creepy? I mean, it's just like, because I'm not very good at picking up women.
I have no game either. No game.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, if I worked on having game. Maybe it would help.
Right, maybe.
You know?
You never know.
Yeah. I mean, if I waited for women to walk up to me, I could wait forever. I mean, there, you know, I mean, in fact, one of the hosts yesterday said something. I don't know what she said. So I was like being modest. She says, no, you're the most handsome man I know. And I said, wow, you know, that's pretty good. That's a pretty nice compliment. So, but, you know, it's not somebody I would be attracted to.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But.
Damn.
So how much is that worth? I don't know.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying
is. Hey, a compliment's a compliment. Yeah. You know?
I think almost all my relationships started through something like work or friends or.
Mm.
It was never from going out and picking up
women.
Right. Yeah. Online, but not picking up women. Now, I connected with someone, and I was supposed to call them, but I didn't, because I forgot.
Okay, well, that's on you.
Yeah, but I'll try.
And now she probably thinks you're a douche.
No, I'll just apologize.
How are you going to apologize before it's even serious? I bet this dude's already trash.
No, but you can say it got late.
No.
Because it was at night. By the time I realized it was 9:30, I said, well, it's too late.
She was not asleep.
I was doing things. All right.
Yeah, no excuse.
You're right, I could have texted
you. Yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
Really?
None.
Just that I'm a forgettable
person? I feel like there's a few things. Like, if someone says they're going to call and they don't, there's no excuse for that.
But what if they make up for it the next day and they apologize?
No, because that now in the back of my any female's mind, well, why the fuck didn't you call? Well, and if you couldn't call, why didn't you send a text to say, I can't call right now?
Right.
All it because takes, I didn't remember, all it though. Takes is 10 seconds. Yeah, and if you don't remember to send me something so small, right. you ain't
irritated,
in.
Irritated, right?
Yeah, like you right. ain't the one. Like nothing is more irritating than that, or when you hit somebody up and they just completely ignore you.
But maybe it seems like it's not serious enough yet. You know, I mean, we only said a couple things to each other, and then I said,
but it's common decency. It's called it's common decency. Let's be serious here.
It's just like, yeah, I mean, she gave me a phone number and I said, I'll call you tonight. And I didn't. I'll text her this morning. I'll apologize. I'll say, let's talk tonight. And that's it. And
I sent a video.
That'll be fine. Listen, people are forgiving. I mean, you know,
I'm not really forgiving. I sent a video.
Not you.
I sent a video a week ago.
Uh-huh.
And usually he doesn't take more than like a day at most to respond. He's never not responded to me before.
The same guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know it's over with him,
and,
right?
Well, no, I mean, we still like have conversations.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You said he was in town and he didn't say anything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's...
So you let it slide and you continue to talk? Continue talking to him now?
Well, I can't be a psycho about it. He's not my man. So I sent him like a cute video last Wednesday. First time ever since we started talking, I got zero response.
Really?
And it's been almost a week, yeah. He's never not responded to something I sent for. Even if it took him a little bit of time, he's always said something.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'm like thinking maybe he has a girl now. That would make sense.
I mean, to me, if he came into town and didn't say anything, I would already conclude that.
Well, he was 5 hours away. But still, why didn't you tell me you were here?
Yeah. Oh, 5 hours away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, why didn't you tell me?
I feel like if any man really wants to see someone, he'll make it happen. But I also feel like when men haven't seen their boys in a while, the last thing they give a fuck about is a bitch.
That's probably true.
Yeah, because like when dudes hang out with their bros, it's like, forget it. I'm not seeing him this weekend.
But that's not necessarily true. I mean, sometimes you lose a friend because he's with a woman now, you know.
Yeah, probably because she's one of those. Probably because she's one of those chicks that's like, it's all about me now.
Really?
Yeah. But if you have a chill chick who's like, yeah, enjoy boys' night.
Right.
That's like a thing. Like, they look forward to that shit.
Right. You need to be together but separate, you know? That's how relationships should
be. Yeah, I feel like everyone needs space in a relationship. Because if I can't see somebody every day,
right,
I'd be like, no.
Right.
And even if we live together, I'd be like, all right, enjoy your vacation with your friends.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I need some time alone, time with friends.
And you can like lay around the house, do whatever you want to do while he's away with his boys, and hopefully you trust him and you know he ain't doing shit.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, first time ever he's not responded to me. I was pissed.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Like, I just don't understand that.
Whoa. You know that it's 10:50? I didn't even realize it. I thought we were only at 10:30 now.
No.
Fuck. All right. Well, apparently this was a good show if it went by so fast. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for everything afterwards because there's some awesome shows coming up. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.